Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. I'm going to start right on time because I'm not going to lose a minute. Someone asked me if they gave me the Brooklyn Bridge if I would sell it for them today, because evidently I did a good job at selling the workshop. I've been at this long enough, I know it's all in the hook. So I hope you get some good content. It's going to be more practical in nature than spiritual. I'll just warn you of that. So if you're going to write your little review, just know that, okay? It wasn't very spiritual. It all is from a God of order. I'll just tell you that right up front. All right, let's see how you do. I have an organizational quiz for you, all right? I know, I'm a teacher, we start with a test. You can answer this with your neighbor, all right? When I walk into a room filled with clutter, my first thought is, look at all this cool stuff. This makes me nervous, toss it all. Or give me 20 minutes and it'll all be in order. What's your answer? Tell your neighbor. All right, now I'm gonna preface this. Let's say this is a room in your house. How would you answer it? Burn it all. Yeah, and that's why your house, no. All right, number two. All right. My dining room table is currently, I already hear Snickers, clear with an arrangement in the center, set for my next event, has an ongoing project on it, is used for my vertical file system of paper and junk. All right, the next one. When I get mail, I immediately open, read, hello. There's a clutter of sound in this room. When I get mail, I immediately open, read, sort, and file it all. Open it, look through it, put it in a pile on my counter for later. Put it in a pile and get to it when I can. I hope I have enough chairs. If not, there's extra chairs over there. All right, number four. I have the hardest time getting rid of, you're already thinking in your mind, right? Things my kids have made, old photos, things I might need in the future, like the pants that are two sizes too small, right? My husband's junk, no wife ever said. D, all of the above. All right, five. The catch-all spot in my house is, I call it the hot spot, where things land. My kitchen counter. My master bedroom. Any horizontal structure. I don't have one because I hate clutter. There's a couple of spots down here at the end. Maybe if you could move to the center, if you have empty spots, that might help those who are coming in. There's empty chairs right in the middle. All right, last question. I want to be organized because I'm type A and I just can't stand chaos. I feel out of control and would never let anyone step foot in my house. I want to have time for other things in my life. Yeah. All right. As I thought about this seminar this summer, I just wanted to throw out the goal right away, the purpose for organizing. And that is to create space where people feel welcome, at peace, and like family in my home. I would add to that too, systems of organization help us relationally. I find that when I have a system of something set up with one of my children on how to clean some of their stuff up, it takes the nagging off of me, and it puts the responsibility on the child. And so that is really helpful. Organizing has a place in setting up systems to help relationally also. But it's a great thing to think of, creating this space where people feel welcome. I teach piano, and we lived in Denver, Colorado. We kind of raised our kids there. Like, we moved there from LA in 2001, and so we were there till 2015 when we came here to Mount Hermon. So our kids kind of grew up there, and I had about 20 students at the time, and I had this dad. He would bring his teenage daughter, and he would just say, "Jane, can I just come and sit on the couch? Because this is my place of peace in my week." And he's listening to his daughter play the piano. So I always made sure that I had a cup of coffee ready for Chuck, because he loved coffee. And he would just come and sit on the couch and listen to his daughter play and then leave. And that, to me, was the best compliment ever, that my house was a house of peace for him. And that's kind of what I feel organization can do. And decluttering. I'm going to add that in there. My mind is made to think organizationally. Not all of us are. How many of you would say, I think that way? I organize, my mind is organized in those ways. How many of you are like, it's a free-for-all, pretty much? Yeah. And that's good. We're all made different, which is so cool. But I'm the one that would walk into the room and say, "Give me 20 minutes and I'll clean it up for you." That's just my mind. And I see things visually. I don't do well with visual clutter. I love my sister. I hope she never listens to this. Don't go online, Lisa. But I walked into her house. I went down to take care of my mom. And my sister loves beautiful things. And she buys most of them on her Saturday shopping trips. Saturday shopping.
What is that?
Garage sale shopping? Saturday shopping trips. And so she has beautiful things she's collected. She has lots of beautiful things she's collected. Am I out of chairs? There's a couple tucked in. Come on in, yeah, if you want. Or you can leave if you don't like it. She saved her room, the Nana Cave, she calls it, for me to go stay in last week, and I knew what I was up against when I got there. But it's like you crawl your way over to where the bed is, you know? And I crawled in the bed, and there's sand in the sheets from one of her grandkids. And she's not dirty. The grandkid had gotten in with his shoes on, you know? So I just pull the sheet up and sleep on top of it. And maybe rearrange a few things so I could open my suitcase. But we're just very, very night and day. From the same family. And all of that clutter, after a while, I start to feel claustrophobic, even though I'm not claustrophobic. But it's too much for my mind to take in. But I've learned that I have to, it's about the relationship with her, right? Not about the stuff. So while I was there, I maybe reorganized her pantry for her. And she was so excited that she went Saturday shopping and she found a bunch of really nice OXO pop top containers for $1 each. They're like $22 at the store, so go Lisa. You know, and so she's got all these new pop top containers, and we got them organized, and they're in these beautiful drawers. You're gonna see a picture of it later. But it motivated her. So when I came home from taking care of my mom that evening, another whole cupboard was done. And then I said, where do you put your paper files? And it, like this paper that comes in, and I turned around and I see this basket on the wall with three envelope kind of things. Just paper coming everywhere. I said, oh, never mind, I found it. And she sent me a picture yesterday, and it was completely empty. And she said, I just was so motivated. I filed and I shredded. And so, yay, Lisa. And I think it'll be nicer for the next time I come. No, but it really has helped her, and it has lifted her spirit because she doesn't have all this stuff around us. I have skipped a page here. Let's see. Evidently my, oh, here it is, okay. I created this booklet for you to have, and it's got lots of ideas from different people, but I want to just start with the first page, which is Taking Care of Me, page 4. And actually, I'm going to read you the verse on page 3, because I love this. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. That's my sister's house and her heart. I love that. It's not my house, but I mean, it is my house, but a whole different way. So first of all, I have come to the realization that being organized starts with me and my heart. This is the spiritual part. If you're going to write anything nice, this is what you should write it on. Taking care of me. I have found, have you ever woken up in the morning and you're just a little off? Like in your spirit, just a little off. You don't know what's wrong. You just, it's maybe grumpy, but maybe just off. And I have found many, many times like that in my waking up. Part of that's getting older, not sleeping so good at night. But I know that before I tackle my day, that I have to get that straightened out. And I find the best way to do that is by taking myself to meet with God in the morning. And that is my most precious time. I have my chair and my cup of coffee and my Bible and my computer, because I pray by typing it out. Because I can type faster than I can write. I don't have to look. I can look out at the trees. But I just want to spend that time with the Lord and get my heart right. So that spiritual time of time in the Word, time in prayer. And I miss Jono's thing on the Lord's Prayer, but that is my go-to for prayer. And I confession, because I'm task-oriented and type A and all of that, I am a task doer. So I don't fit the relational bell as well. I can cover it because I'm older and had a little experience of walking over people that are more amiable than me. But I have found that the Lord's Prayer really directs me back. And I take it, I take it just phrase by phrase and put it in my own words and pray through it. I pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Okay, kingdom, what in my day, God, is your kingdom work that you have for me to do? I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be aware. It may be a kind word to the teller that goes beep, 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 beep all day long. You know, how are you? How's your day? I try to get to the same teller or the same checkout cashier so that I can start to build relationship with that person and recognize her, call her by name. And in my market, it's the lady that I served on jury duty with. I'm like, I know you. You work at Safeway. So we have this common thing that we can talk about. And I just want to bless her in my day. That's kingdom work. It could be anything in those regards of encouragement. It could be sharing Jesus with someone just outright. It could be anything, building up your children, building up your husband, your wife, all of those kind of things, kingdom work. And then your will be done. And that's where I just surrender it to him each day, because that's organizing my own heart. Like, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about him. And I ask him, I want your will today, not mine, because I'm really strong-willed. And I I know that, and so I surrender that to him each day. So I just go through the Lord's Prayer all the way through and pray for no temptation, all of that. Forgiveness, it's great. I love it. And, I also love graph paper. So I do like all my notes in a book, like all my sermon notes or Mount Hermon notes or any speech or thing that I'm going to listen to. I'll do it in my book, and I like, because I can color in on graph paper. But I just bought these little books and started doing that to keep it all. Like, this will be a year's worth of sermons. And I go back and like, oh, what was the sermon on prayer? Oh, yeah, here it is. So anyway, just a thought on that. The other area of taking care of me, oops, I went too far, is physical. You know, and these are my easy goals, and I need to be better at them. Summer's really hard for us because we eat in the dining hall 9 weeks. I know, you tell me. I'm not doing so good at that. Drink lots of water. My goal is to drink more water than coffee, to eat healthy. I do a lot of those salad bars and throw meat on the end, you know, and move. Just move. And walking here is a great thing. It works well. Relational time with people. He talked a lot about this. And then I put kingdom-minded on there because I really, that's kind of my goal in the day, is who God brings into my world for the day. And then emotional. What do I do to fill up my own tank? That's really important. For me, it's a great book that has a good story at night before I go to bed. And I love to hop in bed with a book and read. And I find that helps me sleep better too. So those are kind of my, like, taking care of organizing my own personal life before, because I think that reflects a lot in your house, right? The old saying, if mama's not happy, ain't nobody happy. And so it goes across the board organizationally, it goes across the board relationally. So I put on there, what do I do well? Out of all of those, what I don't do well and what I want to change. And I just want to give you some easy goals, because you go back on Saturday morning. I'm sorry you have to leave, but you do. And you're going to go back in your world. And if you could organize anything, this would be your first priority. Okay? All right. Now we're going to go on to some more practical things. And we're going to talk about paper. Paper, 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 right? How many of you, well, I had a man the first week. I loved, it was great. Oh, yeah, no, okay, sorry. He's a tall man. He goes, yep, I organize all my papers and on the top of the refrigerator. Like, well, that would be the first place I would think of putting my financial papers. I said, what if something falls off and goes behind? It could, like, catch on fire, right? Maybe. Or clog your refrigerator from whatever. But he wasn't convinced that he could do something else with them. So I'll let his wife work on that. I just wanted to give you some ideas on page 6 of what to do with papers. This is my go-to. So this is my immediate file. And I just got a little box at Target years ago. It's all marked up because I've used it for years. It sits in my kitchen. Well, it did. Now it's in a closet because of space. But this is the file box that has everything that I need to get to immediately. So each of the kids have a file in here. And then Baxter, the dog, has a file in here. And this is what he looks like. I found this little sticker. And his vet is right here. So when I go out of town and I have someone watching Baxter, I just pull his file out and put it on the counter. And on the first page is how to take care of him. It's just right there, ready to go. And I can pull it out, put it on the counter, and whoever's watching him knows how to get a hold of the vet, knows how many scoops of food, knows not to let him drink out of the creek. I mean, it's all on there, you know. So this is kind of my, and then I keep his vet stuff in here so I know what's going on and I can take it with me. In our personal files, like with Bronco, I won't tell you his real name. He's one of our summer staffers this summer, my son. I have his prescription for his eyeglasses in that file. And if he has to go get new contacts or whatever, I can easily, oh yeah, it's right here. There's all kinds of papers that relate to each of us in here. And then I have the kids' schools in here, like Noelle goes to Moody, so Moody Bible Institute. I keep her stuff in here. Financial things that I need to get to pay her bill, whatever, are right here. Her passwords, oh my goodness. You know, they have to change their password every 5 weeks or so. So that's all in there too. I keep coupons in here. I keep, and they're separated by stores and restaurants. And some tax stuff or paper stuff. And my car wash receipts, right? Because every 10 tickets, I get a free wash. So there you go. They're right there. And then I have my Mount Hermon file in here. So when we have people come over to the house and they want to know what's going on at Mount Hermon, I can just pull off the catalog and show them what is going on. So kind of keep that. I keep bills and receipts. So those first, when the bills come in, I'll look at them and determine what I need to go to immediately, what I will do when I do finances, and put them in bills and receipts. Electronically deposited checks. Do you have those? Yeah, so they go in here, and when it gets a little bit full, I'll pull them out and shred them. But I have a place for them where I can check them. So this is my immediate file. I found this really helpful in raising 4 kids to be able to have it right at hand. All right, any questions? Anybody have, yeah? Yeah, it is small. A lot of stuff gets thrown. Yeah. Anybody have one of my books that has my signature in green on the back? No? Oh, it's still on the outside there. All right. Would anybody like to have some file folders? You got your hand up. It's funny. It's probably sitting right here on the outside. No, somebody has it. There you go. Enjoy. I got those at Target. Yes. Okay. Right. I'm gonna hit that as we go. Hang on just a second with that thought. Yeah. Yeah, I don't put everything in there. Right. So every once in a while we're watching a movie or a TV show or The Voice, because we like that, I'll pull it out and I'll start going through it while I'm watching TV one night and clean it out. And things that need to be filed more permanent will go in there. And then things that could be trashed, old coupons, things that you don't use. And then it's amazing how fast it thins down. Yeah. And you just don't need to save everything. You know, after the immediate file are my yearly files. I keep them in a closet, and they are 2 crates, and they have my, like, all our stuff for Kaiser, all those EOBs that come, that kind of stuff, that goes in a different file. What else is in there? The cars. So I keep anything that goes in with the cars. If we do repairs, the registration stuff, I have files for those in there. We have a minister's housing allowance, so I have to keep track of all receipts. I've done that electronically, but I also keep the receipts, so I have those filed. Those kind of things, a lot of times then, at the end of the year, I pull them out, like giving, people that we give to, whatever, I pull all those receipts out, and I file them in my permanent files, which would be tax purposes. I have 2 crates for those, and they are emptied every 5 years. So I pull out the last year, shred or burn, and then put in the new year. And the files are pretty much always the same, so I just pull them from one, put them in another, toss one. So that's kind of the filing system. Any questions or comments or a way that you do it, that you like it? Yes.
You mentioned you keep
I don't keep them all digitally. I do one or the other. And I prefer the hard copy because sometime, Mike and I have been married 30 years and we have never been audited. But on the rare chance that that would happen, I want to have all of that. So I have those. Good. Here's another thing. A couple apps that can help you. Scanner apps. Have you ever seen the scanner app? If you need a document sent to someone, faxing is great. Especially businesses use faxing a lot. But, you know, I've never had a fax machine, although my printer probably does that. I love the iScanner. I use this all the time. So you can take a picture of a document, and it'll put it into a frame that makes an actual document, and you can send it wherever you want, however you want. You can send it as a PDF, you can send it as a file, you can send it as an email, you could send it as a text, you could do whatever you want with it. If you pay the additional $3 for one time, then you have this tool that actually you can sign documents, you can copy and send them to other people, you can save them, you can lock them, you can do all kinds of things. It was well worth a cup of coffee to buy the upgrade on that app. Yes. Right. 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 It works really well. Caleb had to send all his medical files to school. He's starting at a new school, a college. And so he was able to take a picture of his medical, like all his immunizations, and send it right to the school, and they accept it right there. So it works good. And I will tell you this a little bit later. There is one that does pictures, too. So we'll talk about that also. How many of you have a keeper password or a password keeper on your phone or your computer? Okay, piece of paper. All right. There are some really good ones. I've had people say, oh, this is a better one. I'm just going to tell you, I use Keeper. That's the one I use. But you could use, there's a bunch of them out there. And it's so nice because you can put your passwords in files. So you can say, colleges, and then you can break it out and say, like, I have Biola, Wheaton, Moody, and Liberty, and then the passwords that go with those, or the student ID user numbers. It's all on my phone. I have a personal file, so when I need my mom's age, social security number, and all of those, as I do a lot of her business, I have it all. I have her account numbers. I have all of that right there on my phone. It's so easy to get to. And you know how you get on a phone call and they are all, we need that your son's rapid reward number. You know, it's like, oh, go under Southwest, there it is. So it's a great way to keep all of that. And again, if you pay, you can get the upgrade where they keep it for you. I haven't done that yet. There's something about that just, and then my really precious passwords, I have written down and have them in my safe for safekeeping. You know, I've also found we're smart people, and I think passwords kind of snuck up on us a little bit, because then it was like, oh, I need a password for that. Well, do I want to use my bank password? I don't think so, and I'll come up with a new one. And then they ask these security questions, and you're like, what did I put down? You know, I was trying to get on Apple Pay, and the question was, what was your first album that you owned? And I'm like, easy, The Partridge Family. I did, with the one with the bus on the front with all the colors. Yeah, yeah. And it kept saying no. I'm like, no, I know that was the first one, you know? And I had to go all through this rigmarole to get my password back, because evidently I didn't write down the security questions. Lots of great ways to keep paper stuff done. By the way, if you get important papers that you don't necessarily want to keep, but you think that you should have a picture of it, this is a great way to do that so you can get rid of some of the paper clutter, but you have it electronically stored in a document form. It works really well. All right, any other questions? comments, snide remarks. Calendar. Oh, yes. Back. Is it encrypted? I believe if you buy the upgrade, I don't know for sure. That's a good question. I haven't had anybody ask me that. But I've had it for about 10 years and never had a problem. Yeah. Calendar. How many of you like a paper calendar? Yeah, look at that. That's cool. All right. It's good, you know, write it in. A lot of people like paper calendars. You can print calendars. You don't have to buy them anymore even if you don't want to, right? How many of you are more of the electrical generation? I say electrical internet generation. Yeah, yeah, good. How many of you do both? Yeah, you're just mixed up. Can I? No. And I join you. So I do all mine on my computer, and it's synced with my phone. All of that is so great. Every once in a while, though, do you find things disappear? Uh-huh. Yeah. They do. There's a demon in them. And then, so then for Christmas, my daughter made me a paper calendar. My word for the year is follow. So it says follow, and then every page is colored or watercolored or done differently for me to write in what is going on in my life. And then in between, there's like, how did you follow Jesus this month? You know, and it's so cool. And in the back, she did, there's like a page for the books that I've read this year, or places I've gone, or, I mean, isn't that cool? I know, I'll keep her. So now I'm in a quandary because I do my electronic calendar and now I have a paper calendar. But I have to use it because she'll look. Are you using your calendar, Mom? So I do use it. It's just a treat. I did put my own tabs in it because I couldn't find the months, but it's really precious to me and it'll be a precious journal of my year, you know? So anyway, I currently do both calendars, but it's helpful to have a system.
One thing I like to do is I do most of it on my phone, my planning, but then like I was just telling her that I transfer it to a hard copy calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to do it for newsletter at the end of the year, and I can go back and, you know, sometimes you have to get a new phone.
Right.
It has messed me up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like to see your events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. On my electric, or I keep on my computer, on my, what kind of calendar is this? Somebody help me. Internet, no? Okay, wait, I can't hear 20 people. Digital, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. On my digital calendar at the top where that says Labor Day, those are like you can add an all-day event. That's where I do my menu. So I'll put in meatloaf, and it's brown is the color I picked for meals. And then I just set my meals at the top of the week on the all-day button. And so then as I look at it, I see, oh, we're having chicken on Friday. And then I can scroll back and say, what did we have last month? This week, you know, kind of thing. And it gives me new ideas to, or old ideas to go back to. Works really good. Yes?
One thing that I do on our digital calendar is I have a color for my son.
Yes.
All his events and put in his color so it shows up on his phone.
Yes, exactly. That's what we do too. Yeah, each event could be each person could be a different color. That works really well too. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. That you keep. Yeah, used to be the family Bible did all that, right? Yeah, yeah. I have my son gave me a 5-year calendar, a 5-year journal, and I love it. So each night I write, it's just one thought for the day, and it's 5 years. So I'm in the first year, and then as you go back next year, you'll look up and see what was on that day before. It might say good day or bad day. Who knows? Another thought is a family message center. This is a great place for the papers that come for kids that you need to keep, but you need to move on. So this could be school papers. It could be their lunch calendar. It could be upcoming events that they have. It could be the permission slip that has to be signed, but you don't need to turn it in right away. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. So whatever it is, each of our kids had a spot on the board in our kitchen above the desk, and I would put the things that relate to them on that board where it could be seen and easily gotten to. And then we had one for family also. And then my emergency numbers were on there. My address, if I had a babysitter and they needed the address, if there was a fire or whatever, poison control, all that was right on there. Yeah, and then my last advice on paper is throw it away. Recycle it is what I meant to say, right? Recycle it. Use it for something else. Let your kids use it for art projects. You know, have a box of paper stuff. I know you think that you need it, and some of it you do, but a lot of it you don't. And just free yourself of it and recycle it. It'll save trees.
All right.
GC is garbage can. Yeah, well, I'll let you deal with that. Yes.
What if they on the calendar, like if you did a digital calendar, you can share it with your spouse?
Right.
To put events.
Right.
So if we share a calendar, he can use it.
That's really good. And you can share back and forth. We did that. My husband's like, I don't want your stuff on my calendar. I'm like, why not? Coffee with Carla. You know, I guess I really don't want. I know you can select what you want, but yes. Yes, and I'm going to get to that when I do kids. Yes, it's coming. It's coming because that's a lot of your paper. Yeah. All right, good. Let's go on to photos. I think one of the biggest parts of photos is what do you want to remember? What do you want to remember? How many of you have, asked this before, you just have thousands of photos on your phone. How many of you buy extra iCloud storage?
Oh. I do.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I am learning. I've been sharing my computer with Caleb. We share because when we moved here, I got rid of the big one and just got a laptop. And we've shared, well, he got his own for graduation. So now this is all mine. And I am taking all his pictures off my computer. And it's giving me a whole bunch of space all of a sudden. But I actually will go through, and I bought a flash drive that holds just a ton of pictures. And I will do it by year. I file them by year, by month on my computer. And I will take the year off my computer and put it on the flash drive. And the flash drive goes in my safe. So I keep it, and usually I don't take it off the computer till I've made a book. So here's the first book. This is, anybody know what this kind of book this is? Creative Memory. How many of you did that? Yeah. It was a great phase. And obviously they've kind of gone into the digital phase, but they're not as strong because there's a lot of other fast ones that beat them. This one was chewed on by one of my children, very appropriately. This is the only creative memory book I have because it just wasn't my thing. But it's beautiful. It's all about Caleb when he was first born and about the girls as they went through. So really fun. But this is it. Then I was more of the practical, like buy a slide-in book. So I did a lot of these where you slide it in, you write the little comments. This was a missions trip that we took to France with one of our kids. And so I did a smaller book. I have the bigger ones at home. One of my goals is to go through those books and make them digital with a digital app. Google has a really good app that you can take the picture, you can correct anything that is off, and you can make it into a digital file. You do not have to pay a company to do that for you anymore. You can do it yourself. You just have to be patient enough to take the picture out and take another picture of it. Pardon me? Then I don't know. Let me see. I might have written it down. A photo scan by Google. So that's one. There's probably many more. If you use Google Photos, that's probably a really good one. Yes, sir.
So you said you backed up all your photos to Flash Drive? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I haven't had a problem with it yet, but that's good advice. You can never back things up too much. No. Right. Good, thank you. So I did lots of little books. This one is like a 50th. Mike and I had a 50-50 party when we both turned 50.
Oh, no.
I won't tell you who turned 50 first, but it's in there. And then I went on to digital books, which I love these. They're so easy to do. And I just would do on the inside. This was the year we came to Mount Hermon. And I don't know if you can see this. We're standing watching the truck with all our stuff. Just, you couldn't see our faces. They were both just dripping with tears. But so I really enjoy these books. I did like January, February. And I put as many pictures in as I can afford to. Yeah. And I don't really care that they're all good pictures, because they capture the purpose of pictures is capturing that moment, right? And that memory. And I have really enjoyed just filling up books with pictures like this. However, they're not cheap. Okay, so there's lots of photo apps. And I want to tell you this. If you're a person who's not of the digital age and you have a ton of photos, there are people that you know that are younger that could help you. Just buy them dinner and say, hey, or come over for dinner. I need some help. And I actually did that with a friend. I hadn't done any digital books, and she taught me how. And now I'm like, never going back. It's so much easier. And this is so much easier to store than those, by far. I had some friends come. I did a little tiny book, Mount Hermon. Recognize that place? And $8 on Shutterfly. And I made four of them and sent them out to them just as a surprise of our weekend together. Cheap, cheap, cheap. If you ever buy anything on Shutterfly, do not do it unless you have a coupon. Seriously, it's kind of like Hobby Lobby. Something's always on sale. Yes. So all of your digital photos that are on your computer, these websites pull them right off your computer for you. They will make the book for you. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just give them a year, it'll throw them all in. And then you can go through and edit them. So find someone that knows how to do it. This is an Apple book. I do Apple books. I like the quality of them. But this book was probably around $100. But it's a year of pictures. And I have one. I didn't make them for my kids. I'm very selfish in that way. I have daughters that have tons of pictures and feel like they could, I mean, they can have their baby pictures. I won't withhold those. But, you know, it's just at this stage in life, I haven't done them for my kids. I did it for them when they were younger. Yeah, slide-in books. This was our Colorado home, and I just did one picture of our home because I wanted to remember the kitchen that we remodeled 5 months before we moved. I know. So there's all kinds of albums, and on in your book I put Shutterfly, there's Snapfish. Chatbooks is really fun. That's a subscription. So every 60 pictures that you post, it'll send you a book for $8 to $10. You can go in, you can edit it, you can add pictures, you can do whatever you want with it. Chatbooks. Yeah, Mixbook is good. Google Pictures and then Apple Pictures. Yes. Oh. Send them in. Group book. Groove. Oh, good. That's perfect. All depends. That's perfect. Yes. Shutterfly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. It is. Okay. Okay. You can pay. You pay for what comes, but won't it send them to you on a regular basis?
Only if you have it set to like your Instagram.
Okay.
Every 60 pictures, it'll mail you a book.
Okay, that's what I mean by subscription. You pay for what you. Okay, perfect. Good, that's good. Yes.
My sister travels a lot, and she used to make books at the end after she got home, and she realized that if she posts on Facebook with a description, exactly what she wants, when she gets home, she goes through and can collect that into a travel book, and very easily some minor editing and print it up.
Right. It's easy. There's lots of easy ways to print it. Let's talk just for a minute, though, about the old photos that you have that you don't want in a book but you want to keep. And my recommendation on those, one, you need to make sure that they're stored in something that is safe for them, for you know, weather purposes, like damp or whatever. I have an old steamer trunk that has worked really well for old photos. And I went through, I made my mom an album of her growing up years in one of those where I actually put them on special paper, et cetera. But I want to say this too. Photos can be guilt-producing. I mean, some of you have boxes of photos in places. And I would say you really probably never look at them, right? Why have something in your life like that that produces guilt that you never look at, but you feel for some reason you should keep? I'm having a conversation with Mike right now. We have two huge boxes of all of the slides his parents took.
Oh, slides.
And the projector.
Oh, gosh.
And they take up so much space. And he's like, I just can't get rid of them yet. Because, like, those were the, he's so sentimental in those ways. And he keeps me sentimental. That's really good. I did say, honey, you do know that we have all of those digitally, right? Your brother made those all for us digitally? He goes, yeah, I know. So I'm hoping by the end of summer we can pitch them. But I'm also careful that those are memories of his. I'm not sure exactly why. I kind of want to bring up a slide and a canister and just set it out for him as a memory and pitch the rest. All right, I'm moving on because of time. There's so many of you. Slides yellow. Oh, yes, there's negatives. It has no, it's not what the quality is for him, you know. All right, I want to look at master bedroom. How many of you really think that this is what your master bedroom looks like? Did we skip a page? Oh, yeah, I'm skipping in the book. Sorry, I'm going to throw you off. I know, sorry about that. Master bedrooms. This is what we want our bedroom to look like. This is not my bedroom, but in reality, this is what your bedroom looks like. All right, maybe. I want to talk about your bedroom, and I want to ask you to repent. And this is what I mean by repent. Repent means that you learn to think differently and you turn the other way. That's what I'm talking about. In the sense that, can I challenge you to think differently about your master bedroom? And this is why. Even if you're single, this applies. Your bedroom is the most sacred place in your home. I'm not talking about like your kitchen table gathering place, but it is the most intimate place of your home. And if you're married, especially, that is the place in your home that is the most sacred. And so I want to challenge you to think differently about it. If you have exercise equipment in there, pitch it. Put it somewhere else. It is not the place for exercise, unless you have like a separate room because your house is big, you know, off of there. If you have pictures of your children, I want you to think differently. Because in a moment of passion, you roll over and you look your four-year-old in the face. It's just something is not right about that. Take out the pictures of your kids. One lady said, oh, I have these huge portraits on the wall. Take them out. Put pictures of you and your husband in there, or you and your wife in there. And do it. I did ours all in black and white. And I have pictures of us down at the creek. I have pictures of us up on Westcliff that I took years ago when we were thinner and much better looking. And those are the pictures that I keep in our bedroom. That's our sacred space. We had a chair in our bedroom. We got two chairs. Two chairs. So we can sit and we can talk to each other, right? Instead of one person sitting on the bed or on the ottoman or whatever. Two chairs. We sit, we talk. I have a little lamp between those two chairs, and I bought a timer for the lamp. So it goes on at about 4:30 in the afternoon, goes off at 10:30. And I love that when I go up to my room, I don't walk into a dark room. I love that there's a light on in there. It's a little light, and it does a lot for my spirit to walk in and have a light on. I went and did a palette of white in our room because my kids are older. Although white you can throw with bleach. Mm-hmm. So I bought a white duvet, and then every season I throw the seasonal pillows on it for decoration. So I get a little change. Mike says he'll come in and he'll go, oh, the furniture's rearranged again. And I'm like, it's a lot cheaper than new. Right? I just need a fresh look, so I'll rearrange. Not where we are now, it's not very big. So, but I love that, and I have one closet downstairs that I store all those pillows in. I know. And we have a pillow limit on our bed. I know. I came in, some of you guys are laughing. You're like, oh no, the pillows. I came in one night and he had stacked all the pillows on one side of the bed and went to sleep. And I took a picture of it. I thought it was hilarious. But we have a pillow limit. It's his doing, not mine. But and he's learned that throw pillows have a top and a bottom. And so I've trained him. You know, he does really good with that. But those are kind of some of the things I'm thinking of. It is not the place to collect junk. It is the place of relationship and intimacy and even if you're single, that's the place of rest for you. Paint it a soothing color. You know, make it something really special for you, for your relaxation. Our kids will often come in and plop down in the center of our bed, you know, with us, which I love. Like Mike and I were reading books, both of us, and our 18-year-old comes up and he lays in the middle with his novel from school and reads with us, and that's cool, but then he gets kicked out, you know, at a certain point. And we don't even let the dog sleep up there. It's like, nah, you get your own bed on the floor. But that's my challenge to you for your master bedroom. I quickly want to talk about some other spaces. Closets and drawers, and that just might be under bedroom still. I'm not sure in the book. What page are we on? Yeah, 14. I ran to IKEA for something a while back, and up in their organizational stuff, they have these great drawer dividers. If you haven't seen them, they're fabric, and you get a whole bunch of them in different, you can pick your color for like $7. Yes, sir. Yeah. I didn't say that, but yes, I'm totally with you. We don't have a TV. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. We don't have a TV in our bedroom. Yeah. It's easier to bring the computer in and watch a movie. No, I'm kidding. No, we never have had a TV in our bedroom. We just decided we don't want the world in our bedroom, right? Yeah, that's good. Thank you for that. I didn't even know there was scientific proof. I love those. I was talking about the drawer dividers. They're so easy to use. But I've used shoe boxes. I've used all kinds of things. I'll put a shoe box in my drawer. It'll fit. And I'll put all my socks in it. You know, it just keeps it from falling all over your drawers. If you can't shut your drawer, there's probably a reason for that. You may have too many things in your drawer. I'm going to talk about this with kids, but I had one daughter who, she would pull open the bottom drawer, and then the next drawer would be just a little bit less, and then the next drawer, so they're tiered. And I'd say, Noelle, you know that the little knobs that pull those drawers out, they'll push them back in too, right? And she'd be like, I know. But she was junior high. I could not get her to shut her drawers. Well, part of the reason was they were too full. Mm-hmm. And she just couldn't get all those little pink T-shirts crammed in there. So, and I asked and begged and threatened, and it wasn't working. So she lost the privilege of drawers. I pulled them all out and laid them all over her bedroom floor. Not her clothes, her drawers full of clothes, right? And she had to climb through her room to get to her bed. She goes, "What are you doing, Mom? I don't want these on the floor." I said, "Well, until you can learn to shut your dresser drawers, you don't get to have drawers." A week. Never happened again. We put the drawers back in, and we cleaned them out before we put them back in. And lo and behold, when they didn't have so much stuff in them, they closed really easy. I've done that with my kids many times. Like, they have their nightstand drawers that are filled with junk. And we'll pull them out on a Saturday morning, and I would say, "Everybody pull out their junk drawer. We're going to go through them. I want you to get rid of 14 things. And I let them purge their own stuff. And it was great to watch them figure that out. A lot of organizing of my kids, which I'll get to in a little bit, I did while they were not home. I know. So this would be really nice if you have the money to organize and do closet systems, but a lot of us don't, so we could opt for other ways. Boxes, you don't have to spend a lot of money on storage containers. You could have too many storage containers. You really can. Here's the thing about clutter. Organizing is not moving clutter from one place to another. Aww. I know. I want you to say that out loud with me. Organizing is not moving one clutter from one place to another. It means that you have to get rid of stuff. And you know, I gotta tell you, like, I had a whole set of dishes I decided to buy new because mine were flowers and scallops, and you know, it was time to buy new. So I wanted Fiestaware. And so I saved all my dishes because I knew someday my daughters would want them. No. Not.
No.
But then someone said to me, "Do you know that for someone to get a home from the Denver Rescue Mission to be placed in housing, they have to have two things? They have to have a bed for them, for their children, and they have to have a full set of dishes." And I thought, here I am hoarding these dishes for someone that really could use them to get into housing. And they don't care if they're flowered and scalloped, right? So it just gave me a whole new perspective that there are a lot of people that could use the help and the by donating whatever I can. Yeah, I think I pretty much hit it. A lot of people organize their closet by color. That helps you to visually go in and be able to pull out what you want. I rearranged Mike's shirts the other day in color. They are in color, but he doesn't always put them back in color. And I said, did you notice I cleaned the closet? And he's like, no. I said, did you notice that they're all in color order? Have they always been that way? No, he's a pretty tidy guy, so that wasn't too bad. Yeah, season, and in Denver we did seasonal because a lot of the bulky sweaters, stuff like that, I didn't want them in my closet in the summer, so I stored them in our storage unit in our basement. But we don't have that space here, so I got rid of a lot of stuff. And I just got to say, ladies, how many shoes do you need? Yeah, just thinking. I really think that a ton of what we've done in our lives is we have imprisoned ourselves with stuff. And I think part of decluttering is taking stuff and saying, how much of this do I really need to live with? And what am I passing on to my kids? They're not really going to want all of that. My mom, when she got more elderly, she would say, oh, I've always wanted you to have these, you know? And I learned to say, thank you, Mom. This is so thoughtful. And I took them. And I kept what I wanted, asked the kids if they wanted any, and the rest of it went to Goodwill. So this is what I kept. This is what I didn't keep. But I never had to say, I don't want your stuff, because that would have been hurtful and harmful for her. Good. All right, I didn't get to it all because you guys are so good about asking questions. Yes. Oh. Okay, can I talk about it tomorrow? I have cash. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Yes. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to hit kids, and we're going to hit kitchen, and we're going to hit hospitality. Big. So be right on time. Thank you for coming.